From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah set two COVID records today, with 722 new cases and seven more deaths reported by health officials. Each number represents a single-day high for the state since the start of the pandemic. Six of the people who died were either hospitalized or in a long-term care facility. This comes as Governor Gary Herbert considers a statewide mask mandate. The governor met with Utah's House Speaker and Senate President yesterday to discuss the matter. The state's hospital association has also sent a letter to legislative leadership asking for them to require face coverings. The Navajo Nation is asking Congress for a one-year extension to use its Federal CARES Act funding. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more on today's request.
The Navajo Nation has received $600 million through the CARES Act, but if the tribe doesn't spend that money by the end of 2020, the federal government can take it back. Navajo President Jonathan Nez told members of Congress during a House committee meeting that's not fair to tribes like his, whose funding was held up in litigation.
You know, we got those dollars late into this year. Just 3 weeks ago, the remaining 40% came to the tribes.
He's also asking Congress to eliminate red tape to make it easier for the Navajo Nation to spend the money. That would include expediting permitting processes and leases on the nation, which is treated like federal land.
If we can, you know, set aside certain policies and regulations to help build a wall between Mexico and U.S., I'm sure we can do the same here in tribal communities.
Nez said he wants to use the federal funding to build critical infrastructure like water lines on the Navajo Nation. So far, the nation has made plans to spend $40 million of the funding on emergency pay, personal protective equipment, and cleaning facilities. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Big events were one of the first things to go as the coronavirus pandemic took hold. But now, as Utah begins to reopen, some events are coming back. KUER's John Reed has more on how that can happen.
Most of the state is in the yellow or low-risk phase of pandemic guidelines, which lets large venues and event spaces host up to 6,000 people if it's an outdoor space. Ron Lund with the Salt Lake County Health Department says that's because those spaces are already built for large crowds. And if organizers can show how they'll keep people 6 feet apart and collect information for contact tracing, they're good to go. It's how a Supercross event got the okay back in May.
That event had several hundred people, and then it was constant policing not only by the managers of that group, but also by the different participants. They police themselves.
Concerts, though, are part of a complicated market. So Amanda Covington with the Larry H. Miller Group says even if the state allows Vivint Arena to host one, that's not always enough to bring a band in.
It's an entire industry of its own, right? So you have the artist, you have all of the crew and staff that put it on, you have the promoter, you have the venue.
She says a big concert tour probably won't happen until the group has another 10 to 12 cities they can play in. John Reed, KUER News.
Nearly two-thirds of residents in the Mountain West believe Trump isn't doing a good job handling the pandemic. That's according to a new survey from researchers at Harvard, Rutgers, Northeastern, and Northwestern universities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Trump's approval ratings in regards to the pandemic have dropped an average 10 points since last April, both across the nation and in our region. Laverna Monroe of Eureka, Montana, is among the majority who aren't happy with the president's response.
Other countries have done a good job. I don't think the U.S. has done a good job.
Matthew Barrett, also from Eureka, disagrees. He supports Trump and says the left has politicized the president's response.
There seemed to be, you know, cooperation at the beginning, but then, you know, people began to see some political advantage to taking shots at him. And it just devolved from there.
The survey found that the region's governors are also facing difficulties. They have higher approval ratings than Trump in regards to their pandemic response, but their ratings are also mostly declining. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
63% of Utahns currently disapprove of President Trump's handling of the pandemic. Lex Scott, leader of the Utah Black Lives Matter chapter, met with Governor Gary Herbert yesterday to submit requests for police reform. The list includes creating a task force for law enforcement and prison data collection and starting a statewide registry for police misconduct. Meanwhile, Salt Lake City announced today that it's looking for local artists to help paint a Black Lives Matter mural at the entrance of City Hall. Scott says her group asked for the mural and thanked Mayor Erin Mendenhall for listening. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.